Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one of my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Ed Skip McLaughlin. Skip is the author of the new book, The Purpose is Profits, The Truth About Starting and Building Your Own Business. And I like the way you didn't just say the truth about starting your business. You said the truth about building your business, because anybody that can walk and talk can start a business in 90 minutes in America. But it takes a lot more than that to sustain and to build that business and to keep it going. And that's what this book's all about. I need your website again, and tell us again. The book's out in August, right? They can pre-order now.
Sure. The website is www.thepurposeisprofit.com.
All right, so check that out. Ed, one of the things that you talk about in your book, I'm glad you did, because I've got a burr under my blanket about people who start a business and the first thing they do is look for funding. You know, you bump into somebody and you say, what's going on? I got a startup I'm working on. Oh, yeah, what's your next step? Well, I'm looking for funding. And I said, will the dogs eat your dog food? Do you know if customers want your stuff? Oh, I don't know about that yet, but I'm looking for funding. And I don't understand that thinking, because, and you talk about that in your book, and you're a guy who's a serial entrepreneur. You bootstrapped. You probably had some venture capitalists along the way. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first, I'm very much a believer in bootstrapping is best. I understand that not everybody can bootstrap, but by damn, you've got to secure pre-sales for your product, not seek funding first. Because if your customers buy your product through a pre-sale mechanism, you get proof of concept, mm-hmm. and secondly, you immediately have a validated product where borrowing, whether it's from friends and family or commercial institutions, becomes a more realistic approach than selling out a concept that hasn't been tested. That's the greatest sin an aspiring entrepreneur can make. I've got a great idea.
Well said.
I sell out before it's been tested.
Well, and the thing that I tell people is that there are a lot of different sources of capital, but the holy grail of capital is a customer's money, right?
Absolutely.
And then what you talk about in the book, the profits that you retain from making those sales. And so people who, now again, Ed and I are not talking, if you're a Silicon Valley startup and you know you're not going to be successful if you don't scale it to national or international in the next 5 years, you know you're going to be borrowing several levels of, you know, that's a different story. But out here on Main Street, I worry about people who think that they're getting funding in terms of investor funding is the right way, because bootstrapping, which includes borrowing money, I think is the way. I mean that's the way America was built, isn't it?
Absolutely, and frankly, many entrepreneurs decide to start a business because, frankly, they see a better way of doing things, and they want to work for their own account. So the worst thing you can do is immediately sell out and be working for somebody else, mm-hmm. that somebody else being the person that underwrites the startup of your business. Let your business grow, prosper, and then, if need be, secure funding as you scale, but always maintain control. The whole reason why you became an entrepreneur in the first place is to have control of your destiny. Don't give it up right at the outset.
And don't let somebody invest in a business that you love, because they won't love it, and if you love it and they don't, their money wins. Will win, and you'll wind up without a business. All right, Skip. Before we go, I got about 2 minutes. I promised the audience something that I want you to deliver on. We talked about your successes. You've had four great successful businesses, award-winning entrepreneur, tell us about your failures. What did you mess up that we can learn from?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I dedicated a whole chapter to the book about a very significant failure. When I started my first business, I had a vision for another business that I had passion for but no competence. It was to build, frankly, a publishing company. And I started a magazine. It had circulation of 20,000. It was called the National Register of Commercial Real Estate, and I took all the profits from the service business that I built and poured it into the publishing business for the first 3 years of our operation. First of all, I fail. I had no competence. One of my big beliefs, and it really ingrained it in me, is distinctive competence is the key. So I failed in the publishing venture. We ultimately had to shut it down. The second thing was I was told by advisors that it would take 6 years potentially to get to break even in publishing. One of my advisors was Dick Monroe of Time Magazine, Chairman Emeritus, and he spoke to me and said, "Do you realize that it took Sports Illustrated 6 years to make a profit?" And I nodded my head as though I knowingly understood, but in the back of my brain, I thought, I'm going to beat that.
Right.
And sure enough, he was right and I was wrong,
right.
So I didn't listen to my advisors.
That's another good, another good lesson. Hey, Skip, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
I would love to come back, Jim. I'm a big believer in your radio show. A small business needs an advocate, and you're leading the charge. So I would love to be on your show anytime.
I appreciate that, Skip. We're going to get you back a lot. And so congratulations again on the book, folks. It's coming out in August. The Purpose is Profit. Pre-order today. Ed Skip Miller. Ed Skip McLaughlin. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.